It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley will get the COVID-19 vaccine today and tomorrow. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
JBS workers are lining up to get their COVID-19 vaccine. State officials plan to vaccinate more than 300 people an hour Friday and Saturday. It's been nearly a year since the first outbreak at the JBS Greeley plant, where nearly 500 people were infected with the virus and 7 people died. The plant is one of several nationwide to report outbreaks, making the meatpacking industry a symbol of COVID-19's impact on frontline workers, many of whom are older immigrants to the U.S. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Coloradans of color continue to lag behind whites when it comes to receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
About 74% of Coloradans who've received a vaccine are white. Whites make up 68% of the state's population. About 5% of vaccines have been administered to Latinos. They make up about 20% of the state's population. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan heads Colorado's Department of Public Health.
We recognize that health disparities are not the result of individual choices, but rather the institutional and systemic barriers that have existed long before the pandemic.
Pressure is growing on the state to close the vaccine equity gap as more groups become eligible today for vaccinations and more vaccines arrive in the state. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving ahead with a bill to boost civics education for students. It would require civics classes to teach about the U.S. and Colorado constitutions and how the three branches of government interact. The bill passed its first committee Thursday. It has support from both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature. This is CPR News.